Today we're building a pirate signal style jungle fill in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way. Not as a random effect throw, not as a gimmick, but as a proper phrase turnaround that feels like it belongs inside the track. The idea is simple. You take a short vocal fragment, maybe a pirate radio shout, a chopped word, a nervous little phrase, and you turn it into a playable fill with macro controls. So instead of manually automating 10 different parameters, you create one performance-ready rack that can open the filter, add drive, throw in delay, widen the texture, shift the pitch, and then snap back into the pocket before the next downbeat. That's the sound we're after. Controlled disorder. Enough chaos to announce the transition, but not so much that you blur the kick, snare, or bass. This works especially well in jungle, darker rollers, steppy DNB, and pirate radio influence tracks, where the vocal isn't a lead vocal at all. It's rhythm, it's attitude, it's arrangement language. So let's start at the source. Choose a vocal that behaves like a drum part. Short is better. Percussive is better. Consonant heavy is better. A single word, a chopped shout, a quick phrase segment. You want something that speaks immediately. If the first transient is late, the whole fill loses snap. Open the clip in Ableton and trim it tightly. Set the start point so the attack lands cleanly on the grid. Warp it to the project tempo. If the sample is punchy and transient rich, try beats mode. If it's smoother and you need pitch consistency, Complex Pro can work, but don't overdo it or you'll soften the attack. And for this kind of fill, the attack matters. What to listen for here is simple. Does the vocal hit right away, or does it feel like it's arriving a little too late? If it's vague on the pickup, trim it again. You want instant presence. Now build an audio effect rack after the vocal. This is where the whole thing becomes performable. A strong setup is to create a few different states of the same vocal. You do not need three completely different sounds. You need three versions of the same idea: a clean version, a filtered or darker version, and a destroyed or animated version. On the cleaner chain, keep it readable. EQ 8, maybe a compressor, maybe utility. On a dirtier chain, try auto filter, saturator, echo or delay, and utility. If you want a heavier variant, add drum bus after the saturator. Keep the chains in the same world, just with different levels of intensity. Now map your macros to the things you'll actually want to perform. Filter cutoff, drive, delay feedback, width, pitch or transpose, dry slash wet blend. Keep the ranges musical. For example, a filter sweep from around 300 Hz up to somewhere in the 4 to 7 kHz range. Drive that adds grit without turning the voice into mush. Delay feedback that only gets serious at the end. Width that opens in the upper layer, not in the low mids. A small pitch move can be enough. You do not need to turn it into a cartoon. This is a big part of the lesson. The fill becomes playable because you're shaping one gesture, not building a chain of random effects. That's what makes it feel designed. Now before you get excited about the effects, lock the rhythm to the drums. This is where the fill becomes jungle aware. Put it against your break or drum group and test it right at the end of a 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar phrase. Jungle fills live at the point where the groove turns the corner. They should either land with the snare, answer the snare, or push into the gap before the snare returns. What to listen for is whether the vocal reads through the break without stealing the spotlight from it. If the vocal makes the snare feel smaller, you've probably gone too wide, too loud, or too continuous. The fill should increase pressure, not fight the drum transient. A good starting move is to keep the vocal more dry and intelligible at the beginning of the phrase ending, then open it up as you approach the downbeat. In the last half bar, raise the filter, add a bit of drive, maybe bring in some delay feedback, and widen the upper energy a little. Then in the last 1/8 or 1/16, hit the signal flare moment. That's where you briefly push the pitch, or let the delay jump, and then shut it back down before the bar turns over. Why this works in DNB is because you're creating energy without needing a whole new drum pattern. That's the trick. You're using contrast and anticipation, but you're not wrecking the low end. The bass and kick still own the foundation. The vocal just tells the listener, we're turning the corner now. A really effective macro shape is escalation, then release. So the fill starts fairly controlled, then gets brighter, dirtier, wider, and more unstable. Then it snaps back. That last part matters just as much as the rise. If the fill keeps swelling right into the downbeat, you smear the restart. And in DNB, that restart is everything. Here's a useful rule. Watch the last 1/16 before the bar line. That's where fills get messy. If your automation is still moving hard right at the downbeat, pull the movement earlier and let the final hit be the cleanest one. Clean exits hit harder than messy exits. If you want more grit, At a second layer, this is where a dirty chain can bring the pirate radio attitude without destroying intelligibility. Try auto filter, saturator, drum bus, and utility. Filter the low end out aggressively, so you don't fight the bass. Add drive carefully. Let the layer feel like static, radio compression, or a broken megaphone. Not a second lead, just a shadow with weight. And here's a crucial mix note. Keep anything below roughly 150 to 200 Hz out of the stereo image. In fact, keep the body of the vocal pretty centered. You can let the top end have some width, but the low mids need discipline. If the fill is wide in the wrong place, it turns into fog on a club system. Big in headphones is not the same as big in a room. If the fill still needs to hit harder, commit it to Audivo. Print the macro performance, then trim the tail tightly. That's often the difference between a cool idea and a usable arrangement moment. Once it's audio, you can shape the exact exit. You can cut the tail before it smears into the next kick or snare. You can even use a fast pitch drop on the final syllable if you want that signal collapse feeling. Just keep it brief. A quick fall is powerful. A long comical diet is not the vibe. And if you find a version that really works, save it by function. One version can be your phrase turn. One can be your pre-drop warning. One can be your panic burst. That makes arrangement decisions much faster later. At this point, always check the fill in context, not solo. In context, does it read through the drums? Does it leave the sub and kick clear? Does it actually make the next bar feel bigger? That's the real test. A fill can sound exciting by itself and still fail the arrangement. In DNB, the fill should intensify the return of the groove, not compete with it. A nice arrangement move is to use the same vocal fill at the end of every 8 bars, but vary the intensity. First pass, clean and filtered. Second pass, brighter and more distorted. Third pass, pitch fall at the tail with a short delay throw. That gives you structural consistency without sounding copy-pasted. What to listen for now is whether the listener still hears the vocal identity on first pass. Even if you destroy the second layer, one readable consonant or word fragment gives the ear something to hold on to. That anchor is what makes the destruction feel intentional. You can also get very musical with consonants. In darker jungle, a hard T, K, or S can act like a ghost snare or hat accent. That's a small move, but it matters. It makes the vocal feel like part of the drum language. Another useful idea is negative space. Sometimes the most powerful fill is the one that uses less audio as it gets more aggressive. Start with a clear hit. Then let the macros open the delay and widen the texture, while the dry signal pulls away. That vacuum around the vocal can feel more menacing than a busy chopped phrase. And if the fill is too long, trim it. Keep the main gesture around half a bar to one bar max. A fill that goes on too long stops feeling like a turnaround and starts feeling like a hook. That's a different job. The job here is phrase transition. A lot of people also make the mistake of leaving too much low mid energy under the bass. If the fill sounds cloudy, cut the unnecessary low mids with EQ8. If your dirty layer is stepping on the bass, it's not heavy anymore, it's just in the way. Keep the aggression in the upper mids and presence range, and let the low end stay clean. And one more important reminder, commit faster once the shape is right. Fills are about gesture. If the rhythm, contour, and exit are working, print it and move on. Endless tweaking usually makes the fill less musical, not more. So here's the compact version of the workflow. Choose a short vocal that hits fast. Trim it like a drum part. Build an audio effect rack with a few controlled states of the same vocal. Map macros to filter, drive, delay, width, pitch, and wet/dry. Automate the last bar so it escalates and then releases. Check it against the drums and bass. Print it, trim the tail, and make sure the restart is clean. That's how you build a pirate signal style jungle fill that feels like it belongs inside the track instead of sitting on top of it. Now for the practice. Give yourself 15 minutes and build one usable fill from one vocal sample, one audio effect rack, and only stock Ableton devices. Keep it to one bar or less. Test it with drums and bass, not in solo. Then print the best version to audio and create one darker alternate macro setting. If you want the advanced challenge, make 3 versions from the same source, a clean phrase stern fill, a dirty warning fill, and a collapsed pitch fall exit fill. Put them on the timeline in sequence and decide which one works best before a drum-heavy section, and which one works best before a breakdown. That's the real upgrade here. Not more effects, better decisions. Build the vocal as a rhythmic turnaround. Use the macros to perform movement. Keep it tight, readable, and bar aware. And always let the drums and bass win the center. Do that, and your fills stop sounding like edits. They start sounding like proper DNB arrangement language.